Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bad night last night for the Nationals. They lost the first of four games against Colorado. Chelsea Janes joined me yesterday on my podcast. I'm going to play some of that for you coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes, talking about the Dave Martinez situation in particular. Right now, we are talking football team. Washington, for the first time, has a quarterback situation that does not require a lot of debate, a lot of consternation, a lot of angst, a lot of what ifs, a lot of I want another solution discussion. We don't have to talk about the quarterback. We understand that Washington, for the first time in many, many years, three plus decades, has a legitimate upper tier elite level NFL starting quarterback. All these years of talking about the Sam Howells and the Carson Wentzes and the Taylor Heinekes and the Ryan Fitzpatricks and the Dwayne Haskins and the Case Keenums and the Kirk Cousins and et cetera, Alex Smiths. I mean, the list goes on and on. Beck versus Grossman. That was a year, huh? 2011. We don't have to have that conversation anymore. That's always been at the top of the list, you know, other than owner-related topics. But the quarterback conversation's always been at the top of the list. It isn't this year for the first time in forever. So what is at the top of the list? What's the most important Washington football team conversation we should be having? 301-230-0980. I think the most, you know, I don't know if it's the most intriguing, but I think it's the biggest question mark. Defense. They've got to be better on defense if they're going to actually compete to make a Super Bowl this year. They are talked about as Super Bowl contenders, but we know what they were on defense last year. We know that they relied on their quarterback to carry them to 12 regular season wins and two wins on the road in the postseason. Can he do that again with a less than average defense and a very poor run stopping defense? Would seem to be harder based on the schedule, based on, you know, they got breaks that went their way last year in a lot of those games. That to me, heading into the season, it's about how do they get to a Super Bowl? They get to a Super Bowl by being a much improved team defensively next year, because I have no doubt that offensively they're going to be very difficult to check in year two. Ryland, go ahead. What's the most important conversation we should be having?
Morning, buddy.
Hey, what's up,
bro? How relaxing is this, eh? What a treat. Oh, nothing, buddy. Just hanging in there. What a treat it is to have number five as a skin or a commander. He's the man. I would say the biggest conversation we need to be having is what about the weapons around our guy, number five? Because without Terry and with a fatter Deebo Samuel, per se, will he have enough without those guys at their peak? And I think maybe we need to add to the running back room. Maybe I just saw a Breece Hall possibility. I don't know if that's a thing that we can make happen there.
Where did you see that? What did you see about Breece Hall?
Rather than working hard on my spreadsheets, I'm sitting here scrolling through Twitter X, and I just saw something that popped up saying that he might be unhappy or something like that. So maybe we should make a phone call there, see what AP can make. But on the defensive side, I think with like a Kinlaw and a Lattimore, we got to wait and see, like you mentioned there, until the season's a go and see what those guys bring to the table. Because as you mentioned, we didn't make too many big name splashes other than those guys. So those guys need to be performing. Another random thing I want to see, I'm just waiting for that uniform tweak, Kev. As a Canadian, I mean, I die hard Redskins fan. I can't even believe the Commanders are still the name, but I just give us a spear, give us something that kind of ties into the past. Because I mean, hail to the Commanders ain't nothing, but, you know, here we are.
Yeah, no, I know. That's always going to be, you know, part of the backdrop, part of the conversation with a lot of us, understood. I'm looking for Breece Hall stuff. You know, there are still players out there, and we've talked about some of these players, you know, thinking in terms of edge rushers. Za'Darius Smith hasn't signed with anybody. Now that we're post OTAs, mini camps, where a lot of those veteran players would prefer to sign after those things take place, Jadeveon Clowney, Von Miller, Preston Smith, you know, some of those guys are still out there. Breece Hall, I think, is a talent, no doubt. That would be a phenomenal fit, I believe, in Washington. I haven't really seen it. I'm reading now that there's the possibility they'll look to move on from him, but that's a trade. You know, he's not a free agent. Let's go to... Thanks, Rylan. Appreciate it. Let's go to Steve in Columbia. Steve, since quarterback isn't the conversation as it's always been, what is the number one conversation related to the football team?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? And thank goodness we don't have to talk about that quarterback thing again, at least. But I'm a little concerned about linebacker because I think it's a demanding position. And as Wagner gets older, I mean, obviously he's going to slow down. He knows where to be and what to do. And I just don't like the depth currently there. But I do – they're high on that guy, Matt McGee, or whatever his name is.
Yeah,
hopefully he comes through. And then the other area I'm a little concerned about is actually the offensive line up the middle, because that's where they got killed, in my view, last year, right up the middle. And I know, you know, we have some new additions. Hopefully they will, you know, be good enough to stop that from happening. And then I'm a little also worried about, like, the depth behind Terry. If something happened to him, who would actually step up at this point at receiver?
You got a lot of things that replace the quarterback conversation. You know, to the offensive line, they really struggled when Tyler Biadasz got hurt and got sick, remember, for a game. That New Orleans game, Jaden got sacked eight times. Eight times in the New Orleans game without Biadasz in the game. I think it was Michael Dieter who started at center that day. Look, they've improved their offensive line by adding Laramie Tunsil. Clearly, Josh Connerly, we hope, is also a significant, you know, upgrade to what they've had. They need Cosme back, and they need him back sooner rather than later and healthy. There's no doubt they are moving away from Allegretti. You know, Coleman's going to take his spot. Who will start at right guard before Cosme comes back? Probably Allegretti, I'm guessing. That will be one of those things we'll watch to see what that offensive line looks like. You know, maybe Connerly's not ready to go opening day. He is a rookie, and Andrew Wiley ends up being the starting right tackle. You know, or they split snaps like they were doing with Coleman last year until he's comfortable in being the full-time right tackle. Let's go to Lap. Lap, what's the big story? What's the top story about this football team since it's not quarterback for the first time in decades? God, he just talks. Yeah, go ahead, Lap.
I'm gonna say offensive. Yes, yeah, I'm gonna say offensive line. I'm gonna say running back as well as receiver. I want to see if the receiver. Yeah, I want to see if the who steps up. And that Noah Brown thing is kind of concerning me. So I guess we'll see. Maybe Luke McCaffrey will step up. And then edge rusher, man. I want to see if we gonna get some pressure on the quarterback. On the defensive side,
You're doing the same thing our previous caller did. You don't have a number one conversation. You got a lot of, you know, topics. And by the way, that's good. We're talking about, you know, the situation that's being built around a superstar quarterback. And there are a lot of, you know, all of these areas that you just touched on, it does speak to the fact that we're not, you know, overly confident about the rest of the roster, you know, outside of a guy like Terry, outside of a guy like Tunsil, you know, or a guy like, I think, Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner. But, you know, there's a lot to, you know, learn about what the 2025 team and supporting cast around Jaden's going to look like. I think the good news, Lap, is we have some good players and we've got some good coaching, especially on offense.
Yeah, definitely. Let me ask you this, Kevin. Do you think this team is better than they were a year ago, just on paper right now? Do you think Jaden has what he needs to succeed? And do you think this team can make the playoffs, you know, again? Do you think they're a better team? Because we didn't really have much, and he did a lot with less. So I'm curious to see build around him the right way. I'm really wanting to see. I'm excited for the season. I can't wait, man.
Me neither. Yeah. I'm with you on that. I can't wait for real games and to talk about real games. Look, going into this season, obviously this is a better team than we thought it was last year because we know we now have an answer on the quarterback. Now, with respect to everybody else, I think it's better because I think the offensive line, certainly on paper, adding Tunsil makes it a much better offensive line. You've added a truly high-level, borderline, elite pass-blocking left tackle. It's a very important position in the game. I think Debo is he's got to prove it, but in a contract year, I like that as an added weapon offensively. They need Terry, no doubt about that. Defensively, I think Corner looks like a better room than it did this time last year, and they're bigger up front, but I don't know how that really plays out production-wise. I don't know how that will manifest itself. I mean, there are a lot of those, you know, topics. To me, again, after understanding quarterback is not a conversation, they have to, like, big picture, Washington ends up in the Super Bowl. How did that happen? Well, we had another incredible year offensively, and they got much better defensively. That last part, getting better defensively, is crucial to the upcoming season.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Michael, what's the number one conversation since it's not quarterback heading into 2025?
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? To me, it's the running backs. I think we need an elite running back, someone who can give us 1,300, 1,500 yards. The same thing that put Philly over the top. When Philly got Saquon, that put them over the top to win the Super Bowl. Derrick Henry went to the Ravens. That gave Lamar his best season ever, statistically. I think an elite back will take a lot of pressure off Jada, and it would make us an elite offense, man. If somebody's getting 1,300 yards a season, that does it for me, man. I can rest easy knowing that we have an elite back. And that's somebody who's coming in there getting 700, 800 yards. That's not going to do it. We need someone who's an elite running back. I'll take an elite running back over receiver at this point right now. Thanks, Kevin.
You know, that was a conversation we had before the offseason began. You know, do you want another – if they only add one true dynamic playmaker to the offense, do you want it to be a running back or a wide receiver? Look, they added Debo. I think at his best, if he's healthy, if he's available, he is a dynamic playmaker. He's going to help. I'm with you, though. I've wanted something else at running back. The idea of having something that resembles a top-tier back standing next to Jaden in the backfield would be that's an offense that's difficult, really difficult to stop. And it was difficult to stop without it last year. But they don't have that as far as we know this year. But maybe the offensive line upgrade, if it ends up being an upgrade, and it would appear that it would be, maybe that reveals the running back room to be much better than we think it is right now. You know, or maybe a guy like Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. A lot of you have a lot of faith in what he is. I'll believe it when I see it in an actual game. But imagine they found a back like in Isaiah Pacheco they found in the seventh round, the Chiefs did, and he ends up being the answer. And he's dynamic, and he's explosive, and he's versatile. That'd be incredible. Because can you imagine what it would look like? Forget Barkley. How about if you just had Bijan Robinson in the backfield? How about if you had Jahmyr Gibbs in the backfield? How about if you just had somebody like Josh Jacobs or Kyren Williams? You know, maybe not top tier, but that second tier, you know, of backs. And I certainly think that Brian Robinson Jr. is capable of being a good back, but not an elite level back. What if he had Jonathan Taylor in the backfield? You know, the guy that Carolina ended up paying last year midway through the season, he was having a great season. A guy like Chuba Hubbard, you know, a guy like Bucky Irving, who Tampa found. I mean, you know, I like the guy in Cincinnati, Chase Brown, who I think they found in the fourth or fifth round. He ended up getting hurt, but I loved him coming out of Illinois. He turned into a really good back. Imagine, though, somebody like that in the backfield. Jason in Laurel. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, Kev. Thanks for taking the show. I'm glad you made a good recovery there. So my number one story for this season still sort of contains Jaden, but kind of on the outside looking in. What I think is the most important story to me is the relationship between Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury. And I tell you what, I disagree with you. I don't think this is his last year. I think he's going to stay around, and I hope hopefully longer than shorter. These two guys really get along. Both of them have incredible work ethics. You know, Kingsbury was drafted by New England while Brady was there, so he's seen what Brady's like in the room. I think he sees some of that in JD5. You know, the work ethic that Murray had, I think maybe soured him enough that he took a step away from the NFL for a year and kind of like, hey, what am I going to do? I think he's found the guy in JD5 that is kind of wired the same way he's wired. You know, it's all about work, yeah, all about studying and putting the work in. And they seem to get along. Steve Kingsbury himself has said, you're going to have to drag me away from this guy. I'm going to be here for a while.
Right.
I also think he gets along well with Quinn. And you know something, I've heard you mention this many times, that the team needs somebody that sort of knows the history. This organization has had a habit of letting really high-quality coaches escape them. And I think it stops now, Kevin. I think we keep Cliff long-term. I think the relationship continues to burn. And I don't know if they hit him with an assistant head coach title or they promise him the team with DQ's done. I mean, I don't know any of that. But I don't think he's going anywhere else because I think he's comfortable and I think he knows Jaden knows his worth and he knows Jaden's worth. And I think the team responds to him. So that's my number one story. Love to hear your comments on it.
Yeah, I think a guy like Cliff Kingsbury, who is a competitor and probably, you know, and I read from that story that this guy Tyler Dunn wrote last week about Cliff Kingsbury, that, you know, he got this label of being a bit too Hollywood, being a little, you know, too much of just, you know, a coordinator, not a head coach, etc. I think this guy's a phenomenal communicator. Players seem to love him. You know, the combination of a really strong offensive head coach and a really good quarterback, I think that's what he would be looking for. So, you know, you're talking about, you know, a situation where, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, let's just say New Orleans ends up with the number. Well, New Orleans just changed their coaches. But, you know, you get a team next year that ends up landing on Arch Manning or, you know, a big-time quarterback, and they're looking for a new head coach. There could be a situation that's just too tantalizing for him to walk away from as a competitor. And I think these guys always would, you know, I don't think they dream of being a lifelong offensive coordinator. I think right now it's been very easy for him to stay here because A, he's got an incredible, you know, quarterback to work with, and B, remember, he's getting paid like a head coach. Arizona's still paying him, you know, as a head coach. I think, I forget, doesn't it go through 27 or 26? I think there might be two more years of him getting paid like a head coach. I'll go look that up because that's important. You know, he may not speak to that, but the fact that he's not making offensive coordinator money, but he's making head coach money, kind of makes it easy to stick around and being a and be a coordinator as well. He is still being paid by the Cardinals through 2027 as a head coach. They had that three-year, $18 million contract with Washington to be the offensive coordinator, but the but basically the Cardinals are then paying the difference between what he signed that contract extension for in Arizona in 2022 through the 2027 season. So there is that. All right. Good conversation. Chelsea Janes joined me yesterday on my podcast to talk about the Dave Martinez situation. And these next three games against Colorado may be a determining factor in whether or not he's the manager by the end of the week. You'll hear that conversation next. Kevin Sheehan Show. The Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. Yeah.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.